Variance from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed addition, Section 34 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located south of Dot Sparrow Drive and east of Warp Court within the Summercrest subdivision. The 911 address is 34760 Dot Sparrow Drive, North Beach. The zoning district is MLR. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 8. The applicant is seeking a 7.4-foot variance and a 4.9-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for the proposed addition. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail return.
The applicant present?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, my name is John Denny, and my wife, Mary Lawless Denny, who's the audience.
Sir, we need to have you sworn in.
We'll get Mr. Sharp to swear you in.
Anybody, do you have any of your folks that are here with you that want to get some that you'd like to have sworn in right
yes.
now?
Yes. So, mm-hmm.
Why don't we call everybody up? I'll swear everybody in at the same time.
Ms. Joseph DeShiel.
All right. So, one at a time, state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is John Eckney Jr. My address is 4507 Pebble Drive in Wilmington, Delaware.
Your name and address?
My name is Joseph DeShiel. My address is 33332 Horseshoe Court in Lewis, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you.
As you were, sir.
Thank you. We submitted our application for a variance to the side yard setback along Warport of our home at 34760 Dyer Drive, lot number 68, which is in the subdivision of Summercrest. Our request is for a reduction of the 30-foot side yard setback to be reduced along our side yard to 22 feet. And I note that the card and the notice that we received said it was a front yard setback, but it's the side of our house. On the opposite side of our house, we have a 10-foot side yard setback. To the rear of our house, we have a 10-foot side yard setback.
If I may, perhaps this can clarify it. So the county, and Ms. Norwood, if I say anything correct, please jump in, that Dot Sparrow Drive is considered the front yard.
Correct.
And that Warbler Court is considered a corner front yard. However, and then you have your side on the kind of the northeast side, and then the rear to the south. Those have the normal setbacks there. However, on the recorded plot for this subdivision, the setback from Warbler Court, 15 feet, which would normally be a corner front yard, it's 30 feet. So we're treating that as a corner of 30 feet, and then you have your regular front of 30 feet off of Dot Sparrow.
Okay. So administratively, what you're saying is that it's being considered to be a front yard.
Correct. It fronts on a road.
But physically, it's the side of our property. It is the opposite side of our 10-foot side yard setback.
I understand, sir, but it is fronting on a road. So that's considered a corner front. That's what we've long determined that to be. So.
Okay.
And they do have different setback requirements for that in the code. And then in your particular subdivision, the recorded plot had a larger setback than that.
Yes. And honor that, as are everyone who is now with the property that we have. We are like residents of Delaware. Our primary residence is in Newcastle. I served as a deputy attorney general and the first assistant United States for the District of Delaware. I'm now retired, but I still provide pro bono assistance to people and organizations. My wife is retired from Christiana Care Medical Center and from her employment variety of assisted living communities in Newcastle County. Her family owned a home in Rehoboth Beach since 1919, so we're familiar with the area. And I thought I was familiar with the setback requirements, so I didn't know about this corner setback. Some people have told me it's a through lot because we front on two sides, and I couldn't find through lots mentioned in the things that I looked at.
I can tell you this, it's not a through lot. A through lot is where we have approximately parallel streets, and there is a definition for that. So if where lot 69 is, if that was a road and you fronted on Dot Sparrow, it would be a through lot.
Yes.
But that's not the case here.
Well, in 2013, we purchased the property of Summercrest in Summercrest. Summercrest is a 98-home subdivision, which contains also the Homeowners Association. And in one of the photos that I've seen that you have electronically, it has a clubhouse, it has a patio in the back, it has a swimming pool, it has tennis court. And the side of our home facing Warbler faces all of that open area. We purchased from Ryan and Jamie Gaughan, who had bought the property in 2008 from the developer. The developer was Somerset Associates, LLC, and the house itself was built by Anderson Homes. The way in which the house is placed is at the rearmost section of the lot, and on the left side, on the left side setback, it's 10 feet or and a couple inches from the property line on that side. So basically you have the house which was wedged in, and to the Warbler side, we had 49 feet worth of property. When we purchased, we had a boundary survey plan that was provided to us by the surveyors who did the survey for the mortgage company. When we refinanced our house, we had a second survey completed. In neither of those surveys was any boundary setback lines noted, so we were unaware of the 30-foot setback. When we eventually found out that there was a 30-foot setback on the plot plan for Summercrest, I tried to find whether there was any rationale for why 30 feet was chosen as opposed to 20 feet, as opposed to 35 feet, and there didn't appear to be any, other than a desire to simply follow the roadway throughout the development. One of the things that makes our house unique is that while it's on a corner, the side of our house, which is on Warbler, faces no residence whatsoever. There is no other corner property, and I think there are only four others in Summercrest that do face other properties. So the ordinary rationale for having larger setbacks, perhaps for aesthetic purposes or to ensure if you're on a corner property that you have sight lines and there's no problem as far as traffic turning or anything like that, simply wouldn't apply to our property. One of the things that I also tried to do is I tried to find other setback cases, hopefully ones that have been approved by the board. And I found that in case number 11312, in the matter of Darlene Gunaris and Richard Gunaris, there was an application for a variance to the front yard setback of a corner property in Summercrest. It was at the corner of Again, this was an Anderson Homes property. and it was the northwest corner of Dot Sparrow and the southeast of Mute Swan Lane. And that variance was approved, and the board found that they met all of the requirements, that the property was unique because it was a through lot. And as you said, probably wasn't a through lot.
Do you know when that was, the date of that approval?
January 6th of 2014. And I have copies, and I can hand over a copy.
Yeah, if you'd like to submit any exhibits, you can give them to Ms. Norwood, and she can mark them for the record and send them down to the board.
Going back to, we looked at all the surveys and we thought, boy, we really have a very good lot for expansion to the side on Warbler Court. Because besides the 49 feet to our property line, we have an additional 10 or 11 feet with a grass area, the sidewalk, another grass area before you get to the curb line of Warbler Court. So not only do we have a very large expanse, but we have no other residences or homes or anything that are facing us. It's essentially wide open. To the left of the tennis court, and you can see that on one of the photos that you have, there's a large area of open space and then a extremely large retention basin. So all of that is really open. And we thought that that favored the development. Our house has no windows on the Warbler Court side of our house. I don't know why it was built that way. And perhaps people were thinking of eventually developing it. But one of the things that we'd like is we'd like to have some sunlight coming in on that side of the house. And the purpose and what we called our addition is going to be a sunroom. And we included a couple drawings from Element Design, which showed essentially it was going to be a lot of windows. So our request resulted when our builder, Joseph DeShield Jr., who's going to also testify, came to the house on several occasions. We met. He had done other renovations in homes in Goldfinch Cove, which is one of the other streets. He had been recommended to us by the Homeowners Association president, Gary Extract, and he engaged architects, the Element Design Group of Lewis, who prepared the conceptual drawings that you have in what we provided. And they went ahead and we engaged surveyors to come out. And as they were doing the plan, they said, hold it, you have a problem. And the problem is the 30-foot setback. And it can't be built. We were attempting to build a 25-foot by 28-foot room, the 28 feet running along the side of the house, the 25 feet projecting outward. And it surprised our builder, the architects, and it didn't surprise the surveyors because they looked at the plat plan, which is something that we hadn't looked at. The only thing that I'd looked at, and it isn't easy to track the Sussex code to try and figure out what are the side setbacks or the situation where you do have the corner property. But that wasn't done until after we had already started our design work and retained the surveyors, the engineers, and the builder. The setback which we are seeking would be to accommodate this 25 by 28 foot sunroom. And because the property isn't, it doesn't run parallel to the property line, that's why the explanation was that it was going to be, I think, 7.5 feet or 6.5 feet on one corner and 4.5 feet on another. That would simply allow the property as the addition as designed to be able to be placed there. We believe our request for a variance is reasonable. The sunroom would face no other buildings. The area that it does face is more than a 5-acre lot of Summercrest Maintenance Corporation. Our home is one of the smallest structures in the subdivision. Where it's placed is, as I say, wedged in, and it's the natural development that could be made without violating any of the criteria that would be is ordinarily used as standards for a variance. Our property, we feel, is unique because of its location, because of how it faces, because of where the building is located on the building lot. And we feel that it couldn't otherwise be developed because of the proportionality and the character of the surrounding homes. What we are building is going to have the same roof line, essentially consistent with the overall size of the homes in the development. And it's something that we did not create in terms of the difficulties that we had. It was never included on any surveys that we saw. When we went to closing, our real estate agent, closing attorney, the seller, or anyone else at the real estate closing didn't indicate that there would be any problem in making a addition to the home along that side. But as I'm sure all of you know, when you initially purchase a property, you may have plans, but you're not in a position to go forward with those plans. We purchased in 2013. 2023, 10 years later, is when we started our attempt to do that. And we feel that not only will it not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, but the sunroom addition, we feel, would enhance the neighborhood. Because as you drive in, what you see is a blank wall in terms of our property facing the Homeowners Association property, the tennis courts, the pool, and all of that. With the development, you'd have what we feel is an attractive and also a structure that would be in keeping with the other homes in the neighborhood. We consulted the Homeowners Association. We're prepared to file the request for their architectural committee. And as a matter of fact, I've spoken to the former head of the Architectural Review Committee, who indicated, he thought there would be absolutely no problem because it was consistent in style, in size, in shape. We were using the same materials, and it would enhance the subdivision development. And we've not had any objections. We've physically gone and spoken to our neighbors, spoken to the Homeowners Association president, and provided them with all of the documents which we filed with the Board of Adjustment. Can I answer any questions?
Is Lot 69, is that a buildable lot?
It has been built upon. They are completing the construction. We thought it would be. And as a matter of fact, Anderson is part of the bankruptcy machinations that they went through. At one time, tried to sell it to ourselves and Lot 70. And we basically just divide it in half and have it as an open space. But yes, it's been built upon. And what they have is a house that extends out the end of their house comes to the 30-foot setback on Warbler. And then, of course, that's where their driveway is, and their driveway is right along our side lot. Our side setback, our rear setback gives us no backyard whatsoever. And what they put in is a home that has basement bedrooms, and so they have the windows that allow them, allow anybody who's in the house and there's some type of an emergency to go out and that sort of thing. So they're very close. And we have nothing on the back of our house other than a sliding glass door and steps that go down.
So there's no worry about obstruction of view or line of sight with them?
No, not at all. If anything, our view is going to be obstructed because if they park cars in the driveway, they're going to go all the way down the side lot. But no, it doesn't. And they're aware, as is their builder, of what our plans were. Because, you know, when somebody's building next to you, you're out and you talk to them and you let them know what you're doing. It's a very good community in terms of exchange of communication, so people know what they're doing and why they're doing it.
Sir, why wouldn't a smaller sunroom work?
The difficulty, well, for two reasons. One, the aesthetics. In my prepared remarks, I had a paragraph where I was describing it, and I was describing it as truncated. Essentially, if you have a building, and then you say, okay, we're going to cut it two-thirds and one-third, then you get something that's a long, narrow area going down. We have a number of grandchildren that come to our home. We were going to have, My wife's really good on this. She's already bought a lot of the furniture and that sort of thing. And, you know, not a shovel's been turned yet. So we were going to have air hockey. We have different kinds of table games. We're going to have a large screen TV and swivel chairs and a sofa. And it'll be a place to also bring and eat snacks and that sort of thing. The entry and exit off of that room is going to be out through the rear of the house. And then coming in, you're going to go down a hallway opposite two bedrooms. So it really would be much constricted. It is not impossible, but it would represent a hardship in terms of what we had expected to do, and in terms of trying to balance the loss of that area versus what would 7 feet off of a 30-foot setback that faces nothing, we thought it was reasonable.
Okay. Thank you.
I hope.
Questions?
That's understandable.
Question for staff. The survey that I'm looking at, a question about the wooden platform on the back.
That's going to be taken out. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, I think you may have answered my question, but
Yes, I had reached out. They noted it was going to be removed, or it actually already had been removed.
Okay, thank you.
Not at the time of the survey. Yep.
Thank you. And water and sewer for the property?
It won't be impacted.
Yeah, there. You don't have a well. You don't have a standalone.
No.
Okay.
I do not.
Thank you.
Yeah, one of the things that we wanted to do, we didn't take up any of the shrubbery that was on the side because we wanted to do it all in one fell swoop as opposed to having the equipment coming in. And
sure.
Plus, they were building on the lot next to us. So, you know, let them have their day and complete what needed to be done.
Warfel?
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. Is this a single-story house on an unfinished basement?
Yes. Well, they call it semi-finished. What happened is nothing has been completed, but they put some insulation up about 5 feet or so around. So it could be finished at some point in time, but no, it's not finished now.
Okay.
And there is no second floor. There is a loft area, and I suffer from a problem of having been an attorney. I have a lot of books. And so the only thing that's up in the loft is
your library.
A lot of bookcases, that's right.
So I'm assuming finishing off the basement would not serve your needs?
No.
Okay. And the house that you have now is approximately 2,100 square feet?
Yes.
So it's one of the smaller homes in this community?
Definitely, yes.
Okay. So the size of the sunroom is the size that, in your judgment, is what you need to serve your need with your grandkids?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And this house, just to confirm, this you did not choose the size of this house or where to put this house. It was already there when you bought it.
Yes. It was built in 07. We purchased in 2013. So the people have lived there for 6 years.
Okay. That's all I have. Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
I just have a few. Wanted to point out, I did take a look at the property on the case that you had cited, and that does appear to actually have been a through lot. It had, it was not a corner. It had road frontage in the front and what we, would think of as the rear. And I believe that one probably would have been one that there has been an update to the ordinance since then that probably would have given them the relief now if they needed it without coming to the board. So I just wanted to make that clear for the record. Looking at this addition, I'm guessing one of the challenges that you may have had would have been the angles of the rear and the lot line along Warblers. Did that pose some challenges for you in designing this in the building envelope?
Maybe Mr. DeShiel can answer that better.
We could bring him up and ask that.
Yeah.
I just noticed there's some angles that are, it's not a square. It looks like it's got some angles to it. So I don't know if, would you like to come up and answer that? And if you could do it from the mic, from the podium, please. Thank you.
Yeah, so on the, as you're looking at that map, there's about a 5 foot difference in, I believe, just under 8 on the other side. So it does negatively affect the setback where it seems even more excessive. However.
Now, were you part of the design of this?
Just, no, that pretty much was element design.
Okay. So who designed the sunroom?
Element design.
Okay, yep. All right. The other thing I noticed here, it looks to me like there's a fairly significant gap between your property line and the edge of paving of Warbler Court. Is that correct, Mr. Denny?
Yes, it is.
It's 3.5 to 4 feet.
Is that it? It looks like it might be more than that because there's a.
From the.
Looks like there's property, a sidewalk.
From the property line to the sidewalk.
And then there's another. There's another.
4 feet.
4 feet maybe, yeah. And then there's a curbing before we get to the.
Right,
road.
So from the property line to the curb, it's about 11 and a half feet.
11 and a half feet.
Yeah.
And Mr. Denny, you had indicated that yours is about the only corner lot that is like this in the neighborhood, is that
yes.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
And none of the other, do any of the others have a similar shape or house placement as yours?
No. And as I say, part of the uniqueness, I think, is that the other lots face, if they're on a corner, they face a property across the street on one side, and they face a property across the other corner. But ours, when I say a property, I mean a residence that's been built. In ours, it's just all open space that's owned by the homeowners association. And what we face is a tennis court and a swimming pool and patio area, and then farther beyond, a clubhouse, and that's all in Dots Sparrow. And on Warbler curves around, and you have open space, and then you have the very large detention basin. So the homeowner's property is 5.17 1.7 or 1.9 acres property.
And as you look at the side of the house, it's almost as if there was supposed to be another house right next to it, really no windows. It really is just like you're looking at a blank slate. So that's why I've done a few additions in the neighborhood, shown plans to the other neighbors. They all think it would be a great look for the neighborhood, as it's kind of just like you're staring at a wall. It's almost
I have no further questions. Thank you.
I just had a couple more. I'm assuming when Element Design Group designed the sunroom, they were designing it to your specifications? Like you directed them on how to what you wanted them to design?
Approximately, yes. We told them that we wanted space, and we told them the kind of things that we were going to have there. And our focus is we wanted it open so that we'd have windows to get sunlight. It really would contribute in the winter to get the winter sun and that stuff and help with the heating bill. But other than that, no, they...
But it was you provided them with what your needs were, and they designed it to accommodate your needs?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess the only other question I had for staff was just about the 30-foot corner setback. Is there a particular, like, policy reason for that, or how did we end up with a 30-foot?
Well, in this case, the plot, the recorded plot, and when they created Summercrest, they created the 30-foot requirement on both sides. Where in the county code, one of those would typically get a 15-foot. In this case, I will say in 2007, they were directing the 15-foot corner towards Dot Sparrow, and his front would have been off a warbler. Then, however, we also will gauge it by how the house is addressed, which is on Dot Sparrow. So corners can fluctuate anyway. It's kind of a determination as...
But if this were a typical corner front, he wouldn't need to be here.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I would point out that while maybe they were going to do 15 feet on Dot Sparrow, but all of the houses on Dot Sparrow are set back 30 feet.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes, it does.
Thank you.
You very much.
You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Do you have anything you wish to add?
I think you pretty well covered.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12925 for Mr. John and Mary Denny and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12925 for the requested variances. I believe the property does have some unique physical conditions as it addresses the building lot lines contained within. I believe that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, represents a minimum variance to afford relief. I would put a contingency on my motion that the requested changes receive HOA approval.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Dr. Carson.
Aye, for my reasons.
And I too. With a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.